Hi there, Good Word fam. It's Tisha Lewis, and this is the Good Word podcast. And we are live via Zoom. I promise you, one day we are going to be back in studio. But for now, I'm super, excited. And, this is such an important topic. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and joining us on the podcast is Juan Lambert, cancer survivor.
Yes.
Cancer
Yes.
survivor, entertainment professional, and also marketing director. Juan, thank you so much for joining us on the Good Word podcast.
Thank you for having me, Tisha. It's been a long time coming. Long time coming. I'm blessed and honored to be here in your presence.
You know what? We are blessed that you are here. We are blessed to have you, and you have an incredible story. And I just wanted to share it because when October came around, I immediately thought of you because you are someone who has fought the journey and battle of cancer. You are a survivor. You are also a male, a black male. And so tell me a little bit about your journey, your story. I know your story, but for folks who are listening, what is
Yeah.
your story?
Man, like many men like myself, I was just pretty much ripping and running the country, in my background, which is media and entertainment, doing radio and TV across the country. And one summer I did an event down in the Miami area, and I came home from that event with this headache that just literally lasted for 4 to 6 months. So after my PCP, my primary care provider, and everyone, they just kept overdiagnosing it with like upper respiratory infection. But none of the medications, antibiotics, or pain relievers was helping my situation. So during my time on radio in the Indianapolis area, I decided to go see one of the specialists at IU Simon Cancer Institute. And that's when they diagnosed me with stage 4 nasopharyngeal cancer. The first thing my doctor said, Dr. Mark McDonald, I'll never forget the name. The man saved my life. He asked me if I had been to China. And I'm like, no, I've never been to China. That's when he went on to tell me the history of the cancer. And at that time, I never even heard of it. Like, you hear of all these different
I've
cancers.
never heard of it until you told me about it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. It's definitely a debilitating form of cancer for more the senior citizen population. But the number one thing that the staff always told me is that I had a youth of my youth was going to pretty much help fight it more than anything else. So it was an uphill battle, but here I am today.
Which is pretty incredible. And, so many times there's this, stigma, especially even surrounding breast cancer, that men cannot get it, but they can.
Right. One in what is it? 1 in 100 breast cancer diagnoses are men, and that's kind of alarming because when you think of breast cancer, you just never think of males, black males. You just never think that a male can get that type of carcinoma or cancer. So those statistics, they're out there, and it's kind of alarming. And to all my fellows out there, yo, definitely see your doctors. Get involved with healthcare. Start our children and our families need to start being proactive and making sure that you're healthy.
You brought up a good point. Your children and your families need you. And you also, when you talk about what happened, you say you had this headache that did not go away. So many times people have symptoms and they just ignore them.
Right. That headache, literally, the headache was like a massive migraine. Every time that I was up, like I just felt it throbbing, and it was at one point it felt like it was moving around. So I'm like, oh no, this is a stroke, like this is an embolism or something. So I didn't know what it was. So my doctor, they had me come in and they put me down for the first time. I've never been put under. If you ever had that experience, it's a roller coaster. They take you into a cold room and tell you to count to 10. Chances are you're not gonna make it past 6.
Wow.
Next thing you know, I woke up. Had all my family standing around the room. Literally, I'm like, okay, this must be my funeral, and this must be a ghost type situation. And that's when the doctor there, they came to the bed, told me not to speak, and they pretty much I gave them the thumbs up to let my family and friends who were in the hospital room in Indianapolis know what was going on. And that's when they were able to diagnose it after the biopsy that it was stage 4 nasopharyngeal cancer. At that time, I'll be honest, I thought it was a death knell. I'm like, oh, first off, it's cancer, and it's a cancer that I can't even pronounce. So I try to be lighthearted about the situation because Life is short, but it took me about a year, fought it with extensive head and neck radiation. The whole team at IU Simon Cancer Institute in downtown Indianapolis, they're nothing short of lifesavers. I love each and every one of them like they're all my family. They're invited to any backyard cookout that I have.
They got the pass to
They
come.
got the pass. They got the pass.
You know, how important was your faith in this battle and in this journey for your life?
That was a moment. I tell people this every day. I get asked this question quite often. I think cancer actually saved my life. And it's weird that I say that because at that time it was 2009. I lost my mom at a young age, at age 40, to a massive stroke. She was 2 years, 2 weeks shy of her 41st birthday. Passed away of a stroke. Didn't nobody see it coming. And 2 years later, I get diagnosed with cancer. Now, the year or so after my mom passed, I was a young Black man out here like being reckless, hanging around the wrong people, doing the wrong things I had no business doing. I wasn't raised that way because I was dealing with the mental anxiety of losing your parent. And being in a major city like Indianapolis, where you have family, distant family, but you're still young, vibrant, and you're trying to figure out the adulthood life by yourself. And now that the person that raised you is gone, I hate to use the term, I was out here thugging. Like, I was out here just going crazy. So when cancer came along, it pretty much wiped all those people out of my life. It wiped all those people out of my life. It brought my father back into my life. He came up from Houston, Texas. That still to this day stunned me because I hadn't heard from him in years. And then all my siblings start rallying around me. I really feel like God and cancer pretty much opened up the doors to the next level of life. And for that, I'm always thankful. I always show gratitude. I always got a smile on my face no matter what, because it was at a point in my life I wasn't supposed to be on this side of the dirt. And here I am talking to Tisha Lewis and just having the time of my life and my career right now.
It's so incredible. So I have to tell people a disclaimer. You and I actually met when I was working in Indianapolis. We were both working in Indianapolis. You were in radio and I was in TV. And you are one of the most positive people I know. I have always been positive. Even when you talked about your journey battling cancer, you still remained positive. And I'm sure you were in prayer. What were some of the prayers that you were saying in that season of your life?
It was a lot of the prayers were just like, I'm here facing cancer, I'm here at this chapter, but just don't let me go back to the chapter that I grew from. Because a little bit about my early years, the first half of my life I was homeless. All through high school, homeless. It was times where I slept in park benches, and woke up and pretty much got to school earlier to take a quick wash up in the bathroom before my periods. Like, the first half of my life was pretty hard. My mom was a single mother raising five of her kids on her own. So just the challenges, and I come from really, really humble beginnings. So I knew that cancer, if it put these world famous doctors in front of me and brought my family back together, I kind of looked at cancer as being a positive moment in my life. For a lot of millions of Americans and probably billions of people around the country, it probably isn't the same. But for me, it was a moment where, okay, this is your chance to be great. And ever since that, hearing that diagnosis and then ringing the bell after my final treatment, I'm like, this is a new lease of life. And I took that new lease of life and I ran with it. And I'm still running with it. And I'm always going to run with it.
What would you say has changed or transformed? You talk about cancer saved your life. Tell me a little bit about who you are now. We know who you were before. Who are you now?
It's wild because one thing about cancer, it's put me in front of people and organizations that I could only dream about. And the more that I tell my story, the more people want to know more about my story. So it gives people who come from similar backgrounds as mine a voice. And now I'm at that age, 37 years old, where I'm starting to understand, okay, it's not about you no more. It's about the people coming up behind you that look like you, come from circumstances like you. So even being on this interview now, when the folks over in DC or across the country see these interviews, they're going to be like, yo, this is a guy that was once homeless, made it through college, made it to the professional ranks of media, entertainment, interviewed your hottest stars, hottest personalities, hosted tours across the country. And now he's able to be in healthcare, sharing his story to where, you know what, I might not have a father figure or a parent in my life, but if this man can make it, I can make it too. So it's like my torch is bright for a reason. It's not just for myself and my family. It's for the people that look like me. It gives them someone to say, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. And I'm starting to walk into that.
What would you say your message would be for men who are listening to this, who, maybe are not putting their health first? Health is wealth. Health is
Health
important.
as well. Well, it's a quote that I actually came up with recently, where there is great health, there's great wealth. You're not going to reach the magnitude of your life financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, if you're not in great health. Do it to make those sacrifices in your life. Drop off the stuff that's holding you back, because the stuff that's holding you back is going to get you everywhere that you don't want to be. I was it just 2 years ago, almost 2 years to the day, I lost my younger brother to an overdose. And that was one of the hardest pills I had to swallow. That was one speaking engagement that I didn't wish on my worst enemy. Saying his eulogy and being open and honest about how he died, because some of the family that were there, they were like, what happened? Was it a car accident? Like I talked to the young kids, I'm like, this is the outcome of bad choices. Like, period. Like, if you're not being healthy, being on top of your game, like just like when you're playing Madden in 2K, when you foul, you can foul out. And unfortunately, drugs made my little brother foul out of life. So I just tried to make sure that that messaging not only is it impactful, but it has to be powerful, because our generation knows what's up. They should know what's up. But it's really for that next generation to understand that if you go certain ways, you could foul out of life.
And when they see someone who looks like them, what, how powerful do you feel that is?
I feel it's really powerful, because you could turn on TV, turn on radio, turn on anything. You see so much negative things about people of color, people who look like me, black men that look like me. You can see all the negative influences on social media, but rarely do you see somebody who's positive, motivating, and showing that you can come from absolutely nothing and make something out of your life. Just because you come from nothing don't necessarily mean you have to stay at nothing. Like, build, work, like, keep a smile on your face, shake hands. Like, when somebody walks in the room to talk to you, stand up, shake their hand. Like, that's just the small details that I've learned over the course of my life that I think have pushed me to the place that I am in today. I never in a million years thought I'd work in healthcare, but here I am, making great money, making great resources, connections with people. I'm like, hey, I never seen this coming. My mom is probably shining down from heaven like my son that made it. Like, I never seen this coming.
And you're a cancer survivor, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's that right there in itself. Anytime Susan G. Komen, American Cancer Institute, anybody calls me about any cancer related, they got a yes. Like, I'll take PTO, I'll take my days off work, whatever y'all need, I'm there. Consider it done. Because again, it's bigger than me.
And just for folks who are listening, I just want to do a quick plug. Make sure you subscribe. We are on iTunes and Audioboom and Google Play and everywhere that podcasts play on fox5dc.com. Also, Fox Local on your streaming devices and Fox Soul. Check your local listings. We're everywhere. I think this is such an important topic, especially for men. What can friends and family and loved ones do to urge their loved ones, their male loved ones, to go get checked out if something feels a little bit off?
Hey, we're all on social media. You see the statistics. Stop thinking it can't happen to you. That's the first step. Stop thinking it can't happen to you, and be a trailblazer for your family, for your loved ones, for your community. Show folks that know you and know of you that you can be as healthy as you want to be and still be that person. Step up. Just be that trailblazer. We need more trailblazers when it comes to our health, especially black men.
And for folks who want to follow along your journey, where can they find you?
On all social media platforms, just search Juan Hustle. That's Juan Hustle, Hustle, Juan Hustle on all platforms.
So Juan, We don't really shy away from the fact that we are a faith-based podcast, and we have something for everyone, though, all intersections, everyone. But I want to ask you, everyone who comes in the podcast, we always ask them, what would they say is the good word? So what is the good word? What is the message that you would leave folks who are listening and watching with?
Give love, receive love, believe love.
That's give love, word. Receive love, and believe love. I like that. That's great. That's and in terms of your diagnosis, tell us kind of how you feel now and what's ahead.
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. Still cancer free. If you ever get diagnosed with cancer, you got to see a doctor for the rest of your life once a year. Get all their updated labs. So at this point, my doctors, I think they're tired of seeing me because I'm that goofy tall guy that comes into the office and make them laugh. This is serious one. I say, hey, I've been through it. You haven't been through it. I've been through it. So we're gonna laugh about this because I'm gonna beat it. So yeah, just remain healthy, remain active, and be proactive about your health.
Juan Hustle, Juan Lambert.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Cancer free, cancer survivor. We'd love to hear it. Thank you so much for joining us on the Good Word Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Tisha.